a glorious morning as far as the sunshine goes. Just spectacular out there today. And a beautiful weekend coming up. It is cool because it is so clear. Our first, I call it good golfer's morning. What does that mean? Well, it's all single figures. 8 degrees up and down the mid-north coast. Are you with me? Come on, work with me. Talking about the golf too, don't forget this time next Friday, oh, we'll be getting ready to knock off early. Well, maybe not knock off early. Do a full day as far if you start at up past 3 in the morning. The Give Me Five for Kids Charity Golf Day is on next Friday, and we'd love you to book a team in and come and join us at the magnificent Kew Country Club. It's always a very, very funny day out. And I think the great Don Barton and I will be auctioning ourselves off if you'd like to come and play with us, right? It'll be Donnie and I. We'll have a cart. Donnie will chauffeur you around. He makes me walk, right? That's next Friday for Give Me Five for Kids. Nine-hole Ambrose, teams of three, $90 per team, so it's $30 per person, which includes the barbecue and a beverage. If you know what I mean. You can book in at the Kew Country Club. Give Luke a call, 6559-4596. Now, we've also got some great stuff up for grabs in the auction, all right? We're going to do an auction. Ray Hadley, our good mate, has been kind enough to autograph some gear that Luke sent to me. And we've got, for you Newcastle Knights fans, and I know there's stacks of them, we've got an autographed Newcastle Knights driver cover and also a golf hat, also autographed by Ray as well. And we've got lots of hilarity to be had. The 100 Club, I think, will be running as well. And remember, good golfers win, not good scorers, right? Everyone, keep it simple. Keep it clean, okay? All right? The 9-hole Ambrose, teams of three, 1:30 shotgun start next Friday. Give Luke a call at the Pro Shop, 6559-4596, and I will auction off Donnie and I next week. If you want to come and play with us, 100% of the money raised goes to Give Me Five for Kids. You will get a cart. Don will show for you. You'll probably hear some banned language, but anyway, I think it all adds to the colour of the experience. Give Me Five for Kids Golf Day next Friday.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton news agencies.
Yes, and Lee, our newsman's eyes are rolling round after hearing that. Hey, come on, wouldn't you bid to go in that? Hey,
yeah.
To have an afternoon with Don and I, you'll learn some things you've never learned before.
Well, that's true.
All for a good cause, Lee, all for a good cause.
Yeah.
Now, gee, I'll tell you what, just the lead up to the wedding, and this is you and I joking around before we have to get serious, it's like a Jerry Springer episode. They're bringing every bit of dirt out about both the families. The one I'd forgotten about, and I remember I was doing a cross live to a lady that used to work here, was working in Britain, Sue Carter, and she didn't break the story, but we were one of the first to have it on ears. Remember when Harry was in the bollocky and he was drinking at a pub, and he yells out, right, he's got not a stitch on. Who wants to see the crown jewels? It was one of his late night outs. I'd forgotten about that. Well, that's all in the paper again today. And how's Megan's family?
Oh, Jerry Springer, aren't they?
Come on down.
All digging up the dirt on each other.
But all families are the same. Have also all got an uncle you sort of have to steer clear of.
Yep.
There's someone who's disgraced himself. Every family's the same. But it's fun watching it being other families.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, will you be watching tomorrow night?
Oh, look, to be honest, probably not. I'm sure there's sport
the
on that I'd rather
package?
Watch. yeah,
when
maybe.
When are the Hawks playing? When are we on?
I couldn't actually tell you, to be honest.
Well,
it's been a busy week.
All right.
Disgraceful.
Let's go back into serious mode now. Lee, what are the papers saying on the front pages?
Oh, yes. So the Daily Telegraph, God save the Queen. Worried about the Markles, meet the Windsors. Talk about dysfunctional. The world may be piling into middle-class Markle family and how it could derail the wedding of the decade, but have they met the Windsors? Drunks, racist gaffes, extramarital affairs, cocaine abuse, accusations of child sex offences, even toe-sucking. That's,
That's all true.
Disgraceful.
Yes.
And as well as that, tradies screwed. Two education department fat cats on massive salaries have left the public service after wasting more than $20 million over 4 years on a scheme to help tradies that has been so bungled it still hasn't gotten off the ground. And in the Sydney Morning Herald, it's actually not about the royal wedding. Strawny, what's going on?
I don't know.
Meet the Joker. So
not yesterday's, is it?
You nearly got me there. Meet the Joker. Australian, Zeljko Ranajic is the biggest gambler in the world. His betting operation turns over more than $3 billion a year, and while the maths whizzes and algorithms crunch the numbers to give him an advantage, his riches aren't from successful betting, they're from rebates from gaming companies such as Tabcorp. And as well as that, Housing Minister gives more ground. New South Wales Planning Minister Anthony Roberts will consider suspending a new code that makes it easier to build medium-density housing for any council that wants to change its planning rules.
Okay, Lee, thank you very much for that. And locally with you today, I know there's a stack of sport on, but what's leading your news this morning?
Yeah, so I'm leading with, starting on Monday, residents to the west of Wauchope will likely to be impacted by the commencement of roadworks on the Rosewood section of the Oxley Highway. It'll see a temporary speed limit of 60 k's an hour through the work site, and at times down to one lane and 40 k's an hour. The extensive work's being carried out from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Saturday for a period up until the end of 2019.
All right, Lee, thank you for that. And, of course, a big clash in the rugby union tomorrow. The local derby's on the rise. Great game. Stewart Park with the Vikings heading over to enemy territory to the Pirates there.
It's a really good comp this year.
Yeah, I think the under 14 start about 11 o'clock, so it's going to be a big day out there tomorrow. Thank you, Lee. You can toddle off back to your little newsroom and find out when the Hawks are playing and get back to me on that. He's not a royal watcher, but he is a news watcher, and he's got all the latest in about 7 minutes.